All right, well, welcome. This is the very first, this is a teaser episode for a brand new podcast. My name's Mark Stern.
I'm Tori Clark.
And that's Tori Clark. We are so excited to be talking to you about a fun project that we're going to be starting up on Monday, November, is it November 5th?
November 5th, 5:30 to 6:30.
Yes, at Chatter.
And we're making this really easy for people. It's Chatter on Books, at Chatter.
Yeah.
We will chat.
Yes, we will chat. We will chat about a lot of things, but we will chat about books. Well, you've been talking about this idea for an awfully long time with me, and I'm really pumped that we're doing this.
I think I should tell the story of where this idea first came from.
Yeah, please do.
Over 10 years ago, I was doing talking head stuff for CNN, back in the day when they actually paid real money and the questions weren't so stupid. But they were getting stupid, so I came up with this idea to do a fun, irreverent, fast-paced show on books on CNN. And the folks at CNN at the time were nice enough to say, yeah, that's an interesting idea. And they gave me this great producer, and we did this great pilot, and it was fantastic. And we, at the time, said, we're stealing the format of PTI and all these other fun shows we knew. And unfortunately, the fellow with whom I was working on the show had to leave CNN in what we would today call a hashtag Me Too kind of situation. So that pilot never went anywhere. It went on the shelf. I never thought about it again until it spent a lot of time here at Chatter. And said to Tony and our other pals, let's try this again as a podcast. So that's how we got to Chatter on Books.
Everybody we've talked to about this is like, oh my God, I can't wait for this. Because when you say a podcast about books, there's a lot of people.
People fall asleep.
People fall asleep. Their eyes get glossy. And, you know, you're thinking, we're going to be talking about really obscure books. Books that are important that you need to read.
No.
And we're going to tell you why they're important. And
no, it's tragic.
All, yeah, no. I mean,
no tragic. I talked to a very smart woman the other night at a Halloween party. She did have a parrot on her shoulder.
Well, I always trust a woman with a parrot on her shoulder.
Who worked for a publisher. And she starts talking about all the book clubs in which she participates, and she starts talking about all these very, very smart books. And I said, that might not be us.
Right.
This is not your mother's book club. No tragedy here. Fun books that are topical, topics that you can use a book to discuss that topic. So it might be politics. It might be entertainment. It might be sports. It might be some huge event coming up. It might be something that happens down the street. There's probably some book that's been written about. There's probably some reference. Books are just the thread that runs through some great conversations we're going to have.
They absolutely are. And I don't know about you. My mom was a librarian.
God bless her.
Yeah. And so
did you learn the Dewey Decimal System when you were young?
Oh, she tried. She tried. Not successfully, but it's still somewhere in the back crevices of my brain. But when I was a kid, from a very early age, books in my hand. I mean, I was a reader all the way through. Now it's interesting because now with technology, we read differently.
Yeah.
You know?
But the trends, I talked about this with a woman with a parrot on her shoulder. The trends are interesting and the trends change. And I'm one of these. I read a zillion books growing up, still read a lot of books. I love it. I find something very therapeutic about holding a book. But for a while there, I went Kindle.
Yes.
I went Kindle. And thought, I'll never buy a book. And now I'm back to books.
You're back on books?
I am
really?
Back on real books. And part of it is I'm trying harder and harder, put the phone down, disconnect from the technology, put something in front
That's
of
me. Very important. And there is something, and because I'm sort of in the middle of the Kindle phase.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like it because when I travel, you don't have to pack 15 books like I used to.
Very, very true.
You know, it's a little bit easier to get around.
Do you know what some people I knew used to do? Mary McGorry, who was a famous journalist in this town, traveled all the time because she covered news, she covered politics, and she read all the time. And if a book was over, say, a few hundred pages, she would physically rip it in half because it was too heavy to carry along. Just think if she could have had a Kindle.
I will finish this when I get home.
Do you ever listen to books? Do you ever listen to Audible?
I do. I listen, and sometimes I listen to a lot of like motivational things. Like there's a book called The Four Agreements that I will listen to over and over. You're looking at me. You're like, I can't believe you're one of those guys.
I cannot believe you're one of those guys.
Oh yeah, and I love that. But there's also I will listen to one of my favorite things I've listened to is a story called Beau Jest. I don't know if you remember that. It's about it was made into a movie. Gary Cooper was in it. It's about guys in the French Foreign Legion from like the 20s. PC Wren wrote it, and I've got a recording of it with Laurence Olivier playing like Beau Jest. Yeah, and I'm like, that's the coolest thing in the world. And it's one of those great stories that I actually read it later in life. I knew the story, but this is a great story for like you know, in your teens. It's just a great adventure story. There's a lot of honor in it, you know, and it's the French Foreign Legion, you know, and it's like one of those sort of like romantic sort of like organizations that I think if you actually were in the French Foreign Legion, you'd be like, this is miserable. I got to get out of here. But it's just, right. But it's just, it's one of those things. And I was able to revisit, you know, sort of a touchstone book of my youth. And I love that with audio and books, you know. So do you do that a lot?
I do that a lot. And I spend a lot of time in my car, and I can't stand listening to the same news stations again all the time. And so sometimes I will reach back in some book I haven't read for 1,000 years.
Like go, the Four Agreements?
Like the Four Agreements. No, I one time decided I was going to reread and listen to Moby Dick, which is one of the worst mistakes I have ever made.
How did that go?
And by the way, this is one of the things we're going to talk about on this show, is books that have become famous and iconic and never should have.
And by the way, never actually read.
Never actually read.
Have you ever met anybody that read Moby Dick all the way through?
Unfortunately, I did. It's 799 pages of tying knots.
Yeah.
Literally, tying knots. And then one page of excitement of chasing the damn whale.
Right.
So how it got to where it got, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's one of it. I mean, it's become that classic that, you know, going through school. I don't know.
I don't get it. Had a good first line, and that's it.
Yeah, call me Ishmael.
That's it. Should have stopped.
Sometimes it is all about that first line. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the canon of books. And, like, I do want to get into discussion about, like, what kids now that, like, that you have to read these, and, like, you know, is Hemingway and like Hawthorne, all these guys that
never
did nobody read that stuff.
Kids these days, my kids who fortunately are now in college and will never read a book, I'm sure, but in high school this is what they read in high school, all this dystopian stuff, which you love all that dystopian
stuff. I do, but see, I do love the dystopian stuff, but I go back. I mean, I'm a George Orwell guy. Like, I've read just have you read a lot of Orwell?
1984, that's it.
This will be the one book we talk about in here, teaser, and then we'll cut this short. Because
I love this, because we're going to fight about some of these
books. Oh, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
There's a book called Burmese Days, okay? And
listen to this, we're going to have some things that are not quite so obscure, I promise.
Yeah, no, but if you love Orwell, it's because he's a brilliant writer, and was sort of a fascinating individual, what he did in his life. And it's, everybody is a terrible person. Everybody is terrible. There's no redeeming character. So you're like, who am I supposed to be rooting for this? Right. Even the main character, you're like, this guy's terrible. And in the end, sorry, spoiler alert, everybody dies, including a dog. It's like so awful.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Right, it's very nihilistic. But I love Orwell. He had so many great. I'm going to push you
dark.
On Orwell.
We're revealing a dark side of you.
I know. This wonder why I'm still single. Yeah, there you go. So I am so, listen.
Should we talk about the people on the first couple of shows?
Please, yes.
Okay, well, first of all, we're going to have our rotating band of contributors / chatterers, as I think we should call them. So people like David Aldridge, you know, people like Jamie McIntyre, formerly a good Pentagon correspondent.
Jeannie McManus.
Jeannie McManus will be with us. Kevin Sheehan will be with us occasionally.
Michael
Kornheiser, who also way too smart for us.
Yeah.
I started talking to him about this a couple months ago, and he starts spilling off all these things I don't even understand about writing and constructing. And
he's really
smart. We'll bring him in for the smart stuff. fun people like that. And while we're going to have lots of different segments, we also will have a featured author each time. And the featured authors will come here. They'll sit with us. They'll talk about their lives, how they came to write a particular book. First up is Mark Leibovich of the New York Times. Really fascinating guy who's written some very good books about politics. But his latest is about the NFL. It's called Big Game. Dangerous times. Really, really interesting stuff. The following week, we're going to have Scott Price from Sports Illustrated, who is a brilliant, brilliant writer. And he writes ostensibly about sports, but you learn about problems with gender and race and things like that. Fabulous guy. Donna Brazile. Everybody listening to this knows Donna Brazile, who's one of my dearest friends. She's been in politics for 1,000 years. Also has several books out. And then a few more after that in the pipeline.
Yeah, this is going to be so much fun. And if you can hear me I'm doing a lot of shows. I'm so fired up for this.
Coming a blur.
No, but I'm so fired up for this.
This is Tuesday. It must be.
I'm genuinely thrilled for this.
Because you like books.
I love books. I love reading. I think it's an important thing. And again, to not talk about it, this is not your grandfather or your grandmother's podcast about books. This is going to be I hate to say that. This is going to be fun, man. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah, I'm thinking, but honestly, if you were a literary major in college, this is probably not the show for you, right? But if you love life and you love entertainment and politics and sports and anything going on in life, I think you will love the show.
And if you were one of those literary dry types, don't worry. I'm gonna convert you.
We'll have beer here at Chatter for
you.
We're also going to have, we've been talking to Ron about this at Chatter at the restaurant.
Ron, the GM
here
at
the corner of Jennifer, Wisconsin Streets Northwest. And we're going to have a wine of the week and a beer of the week. And I'm going to start challenging him saying, okay, this is one of the books we're going to be talking a lot about tonight. What would you, what wine or beer should
pair
you
up this.
Book pairings,
Yeah, so anything written, like any Edgar Allan Poe, you would get Natty Bo, right? Because that's a nice Baltimore beer for a nice Baltimore author.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the kind of stuff we're going to be doing. We'll probably be getting hammered during the show. It's going to be, I know, you're already drinking a beer. I love that. You're coming in strong. I love it.
It's after 12 noon.
It is afternoon.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is afternoon. It is after 5 somewhere. So please, get fired up for this. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to hear talk about it on Tony's show. And tell your friends, tell everybody. Come on down and then spread the word about the show because we're going to have a blast and we want you to be a part of it.
Looking forward to it, Mark.